Welcome to Hype. My name is Selena and I have a very special episode for you today. At Comic-Con 2016, I spoke to Legion M co-founder Jeff Annison about a new fan-owned company, which is essentially putting fans in charge of entertainment content. In this interview, Annison talks more about the opportunities offered by Legion M, the kind of impact that a fan-controlled production company can have on things like diversity and fan control in this very studio-run entertainment environment. It's a lot of fun and very interesting, so I hope you enjoy. Don't forget to check Hype Podcast out on hypeable.com, which is hypable.com. You can also find us on Twitter at hypeablehype and on Tumblr, hypepodcast.tumblr.com. You can find out more about Legion M on their website, which is thelegionm.com. Enjoy the interview, and I'll see you next week for our regular show. So what do you think of it?
Of Comic-Con?
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, you know, how can you beat having, you know, everybody, so many people come together? And the thing that I love about Comic-Con and this whole culture is that it's so inclusive. You know, it's like, yeah. My last job was working in the music industry, right? And in the music industry, you can't be like a Justin Bieber fan and, you know, like, not a serious artist, but, but like an indie rock fan, mm-hmm. for example. Like, they just clash and both sides look down at each other. Whereas you don't have any of that here, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you could be a Batman fan and I could be into some obscure horror, you know, but it's not like I'm looking down at you going, oh, he's a Batman fan, you know, or vice versa. Like, everybody just, you know, wants to get along.
Well, you missed the days of Harry Potter versus Twilight.
Y'all, that's true. I think we can all agree that Twilight doesn't need to be here.
No, but so, I mean, we've kind of already started, I guess. Like, if you just want to, like, introduce yourself and explain everything just so it's on tape and we've got it for the listeners.
Yeah,
on
fantastic.
Tape, I say, like, it's 99.
Yeah, I know. Wow, that's a really cool-looking tape recorder you got there. You have enough tape, right? We're not going to run out in the middle of the interview, right? You have some extras in your bag, right? So my name is Jeff Annison, and I'm the co-founder of Legion M. My other co-founder, Paul Scanlon, he was here yesterday, but he had to fly back because of a family engagement. Mm-hmm. But we are building the world's first fan-owned entertainment company. And what we're doing is we create movies and television shows and virtual reality and games and all that sort of stuff. But for the first time in history, we are architected to be built from the ground up to be owned by fans. So as a fan, you can come in and you can invest in the company. You become a co-owner of the company. And if our projects are successful, the value of your stock goes up and you can actually make money. So it's a little bit like Kickstarter and that sort of mm-hmm. stuff, in that we're doing all these projects, but you actually are a financial owner in it. And so the fundamental premise behind it is that if you can have the audience of content be invested in content, mm-hmm. it gives that content a competitive advantage when it comes to market. You know, one of the biggest challenges for creators these days is the fact there's so much content out there. I mean, you could watch YouTube for the rest of your life and never reach the end, never come even close to it. And so for a lot of content out there that is commercially viable, the biggest challenge is rising above the noise. And so we feel that by bringing the fans and bringing the audience into the process, when our movie comes out or when our TV show launches or something like that, we've already got a built-in audience of fans that are ready to go out there and evangelize it.
And so what kind of stuff can you offer fans? Like, why would they come invest in you? What do you, mm-hmm. what do you give them that's attractive for them?
Well, that's a great question. So there's really two parts to it. The first part is financial ownership. This is a stock, just like you would buy stock in, say, Walt Disney Company. Unlike Walt Disney, you know, we are a very small startup company. And the laws that we're using to do this are very new in the United States. I don't know what it's like in Denmark, but equity crowdfunding is brand new to the United States. So this is the first time, 2 months ago when we launched our campaign, we were one of the first. It's the first time in U.S. history that you, as a regular, you know, ordinary fan, could invest as little as $100 in a startup company. So when I say we're kind of like Walt Disney Studios, we like to say it's like Walt Disney, but not now. It's back when it was just Walt and Roy, like when it was just a company starting up. So if we're successful, there's significant financial upside, right, for our investors because you're getting in on the very ground floor. There's also significant risk, right? We're a startup company, and a lot of startup companies fail. So it's a high-risk reward sort of investment. But that's part of it is the financial. The second part of it is really the emotional aspects, right? If you buy a share of Walt Disney Studios, it may go up or down, but you're not going to get a lot of joy out of owning it, right? Whereas we feel that the same reason that people will back a Kickstarter project, right, to be a part of it because they want to make it happen. In our case, our promise to our investors is that we're going to take you along for the ride, right? You know, when we go down and when we film a movie, we want to live stream from the set. You know, when we have project opportunities, we want to put them in front of you. You know, like, hey, you know, we've got this great opportunity with this artist or with this comic book or, you know, whatever it is that we're going to do. And we give the Legion a voice. So the way that we see it is that, you know, if we're financially successful, you could make a lot of money from it. But aside from that, even if we're just moderately successful, or, you know, ultimately, even if the company fails, you know, we want to take you along for the ride so you can open the gates of Hollywood and let everybody in.
So something that struck me as being interesting about your company and the idea of bringing fans into the process is that if you look at Hollywood now, obviously there's a recipe for what is successful.
Yes.
There's a recipe for what is indie, and there's a recipe for what ultimately doesn't make it. But I think what a lot of fans are experiencing is that there are stories they're not seeing being told.
Yes.
You know, there's stuff that there, and there can be 100 reasons for that, and a lot of it is financial.
Yes.
People buy what they know.
Yes.
But so how are you imagining that a company like yours, who can bring in fans and actually make them have a say in it, maybe in the creative process, and I don't know what kind of say they will have, but how do you think that is going to maybe lead you to be able to offer fans something that they aren't currently getting from Hollywood?
Well, you hit a really key point, right? The reason why there's so many superhero movies and so many reboots and remakes. I was just reading an article. If you go back even 10 years ago and look at the top 10 movies, they were primarily original stories, right? If you go and look at it now, almost all of them are sequels or reboots. And the reason is Hollywood's figured out the formula, right? You pick something where there's an established fan base, and if you make the movie, you know, like it makes it less risky because you know that those people are going to come see the next Superman movie, right? It's just, it's proven itself. Whereas if it's an unknown story, like you just don't know. Like the movie could be good or could be bad, but you just don't know. Whereas with Superman, it could be good or bad, but you know people are still going to come see it. So we believe when you make the audience part of the process, right, these fans that are part of our studio, right, our end goal is to have 1 million fans, right, our Legion M, the M has a bar over, which is the Roman numeral for 1 million, and that's what we want. We believe with 1 million fans, we could accomplish anything. And so if you've got an audience that's baked into it, that gives you so much more creative leeway, right? The whole reason the studios are going with the safe bets is to get to the audience. But if you've got the audience attached to it, we could come up with a completely new and novel story that's never been tried before and know that there's going to be some success because we've got people that are going to see it and people that are motivated to go tell their friends about it. You know, I mean, if you think about it, fans have the ultimate power, right? Mm-hmm. Our money is what makes this whole thing spin around. And so individually, none of us have any power, but when we combine and come together, we've got all the power.
So what in terms of content? What are your thoughts? What kind of stuff are you hoping to launch with? Because I think fans sort of, one thing is investing in something, and the other one is sort of getting a taste of what they're getting out of it. You know?
Yes, absolutely. So we're developing a slate of projects, and we expect to have 5 to 10 projects going at any one time. It covers the gamut of everything from television to feature-length film to virtual reality, and you know, like I said, even we've got some. One of our partners is 42 Entertainment that does alternate reality gaming, right? So we're very creative and we're very flexible, and ultimately, our litmus for a project, right? We're only 2 months old, but we have a ton of people that are coming to us with projects. I'm talking about, you know, people in Hollywood, you know, studios and production companies and actors and directors and that sort of stuff. And so really, fundamentally, our litmus comes down to three things. The first is it something that we can make money with, right? At the end of the day, this is a business. So it's not Kickstarter where someone might want to back it just for the art or just to make it happen, right? For us, it comes down to, is it something that we can make money? Because we want to give you as an investor a return on your money. And also, the more financially successful we are, the more we're going to be able to do, the bigger projects and the longer the company's going to be around and all that good stuff. The second one, though, and like this is just as important in our book, is it something that we can have fun with, right? You know, we're not in this just to make money. It's not just driven by the bottom line. Our owners, the owners of our companies, are fans. And so we want to make our owners happy, right? That's the whole reason this company exists. And so we look for projects that we can engage the Legion on, that the Legion is going to like. So we talk about giving the Legion a say. That's a big part of it, is helping us select what projects, you know, and helping us determine, like, do we want to go after this genre? Do we want to go after this genre? Or going out to the Legion and saying, what books are you reading right now? Like, what's a hot new creator on YouTube that you think maybe deserves their own television show? And using the power of this crowd of people that are part of the company to help us find and evaluate these projects. So it's got to make money. It's got to have fun. And then our third criteria is we want to do good, right? You know, at the end of the day, and we want to use our power to make the world a better place, for better or for worse. And so, well, like, one of our initiatives is it's called Legion Does Good. And the whole idea is, if we've got this legion of people, right, aside from, yay, let's make movies and let's make entertainment, what's something that's good that we can do? You know, what's a project that we could take? Maybe one every few months that we just want to go out and we want to, you know, find some unsung hero, you know, and sing to them, you know, or something like that. And so that's a way that, you know, we can use our power for good. And there is a flip side to that, which is Legion Mayhem, which is every few months we want to say, okay, if we've got all these people, what's a really good practical joke that we can pull on somebody?
Okay. Okay. That's fun too.
Yes.
But no, because there is a big sort of difference implied in if you're donating to something like other Kickstarters do, and if you're investing in something like what is what you're saying, and the power of fans is where that comes in, like you were talking about, like the creative control, in a sense, of the kind of stuff you do is obviously gonna hopefully lead to you being able to fill some gaps, like we were talking about earlier in Hollywood. Yeah. Of course, if all the fans that invest in your show just want another Spider-Man, then what are you gonna do?
Well, I mean, ultimately, if that's what the fans wanted, then we would find a way to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, we're really all about empowering creators. Mm-hmm. You know, a big part of our whole philosophy is that we want to partner with creators, you know, established creators in Hollywood. So we've got our partners, Stupid Buddy Studios, with Seth Green and the team behind Robot Chicken, Meltdown Comics, 42 Entertainment. We've got others that we're going to be announcing. But we want to partner with proven talent in Hollywood to create, to empower them to create the next Robot Chicken. You know, I mean, they've got... It's interesting because when you meet with these creators, they've got amazing ideas and they've got all these wonderful opportunities, but they have to work within the system of Hollywood. And right now there's buyers, right, that will pay for content, and they have to play by their rules and they have to fit into their boxes. And so, you know, we can offer an alternative because we're owned by fans. The internet, and I mean, just over the past 5 or 10 years, there's a whole revolution as far as the ability to go direct to fans with content and find new and innovative ways to buy content, as well as new places to sell content. And so, you know, that's really, you know, I think what the opportunity is here is, like I said, we are a fan-owned company. And so it's up to all of us fans to figure out what we want to do.
Robot Chicken is such a great example, because that sort of gives me more of an idea of what the kind of content is that you're looking to do, because Robot Chicken is something that people really love, but there's not necessarily a space for it. But it's like a cult thing that has a lot of involved people, sort of really, what's the word I'm looking for, like really passionate about
really passionate, it. Really passionate, really behind it, yeah. Well, so, you know, I mean, to give you an example... When we go talk to Stupid Buddy Studios, the guys behind Robot Chicken, they have literally dozens of other shows that they've created. And, you know, maybe a 2-minute sketch or a 3-minute experiment or whatever. But they've got all these amazing video clips that they created at one point, and then they took to a network, and a network, you know, said, no, I'm not interested. And, you know, sometimes that's because it's not good, you know, but more often than not, it's because it didn't fit into the box of what the network was looking for at that time. And there's this weird thing in Hollywood that once it's been passed over, right, if I show you this project and it's a bad time, like, oh, I've already got a project like that, I'm not really interested, it really kind of kills it. Like, I can't come back and show you that same project a year from now because everybody's like, oh, I've already seen that, you know. And then nobody else wants to look at it because they're like, oh, you know, those guys have already passed on it. So there's this kind of weird, you know, graveyard of all these amazing, of all these projects. And so we thought, what if we resurrected those? What if we put those together into like a little digital film festival, put those out in front of fans and just see what happens? You know, I mean, maybe there's one of them that fans really resonate around, and then maybe that is enough, you know, to get the fans excited that we take it back to the network and say, look, not only do we have this sketch, but we already have a legion of fans behind it that are ready to promote it. And that can totally change the calculus for the network. So, you know, it goes back to like what I said, our competitive advantage is the fact that we're owned by fans. The bigger we get, the more power we've got in Hollywood, and the more advantage our projects have compared to everybody else.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. That's really awesome.
Thank you.
But I also wanted to ask you, because I know one of the things that is sort of, that fans, at least in my sort of the way I've seen it, the way I'm perceiving it, is that one thing that fans are really missing in Hollywood right now is diversity.
Yes.
Whether it be more female-led film, yes, or more people of color, or more sexuality, more yes, representation in general.
Yes.
So is that something you guys are aware of, and is that something that...
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're very aware of it. And we actually get this asked this question a lot on Facebook or on, you know, mm-hmm, the social media channels. You know, people saying, I'm interested in investing, but this is an important issue to me, and I'd mm-hmm like to know where you stand.
Yeah.
Before I invest. And so, you know, really the way that I would say it is fans come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, right? And so, you know, Hollywood is often perceived as an old boys network, right? And I mean, there's a lot of truth to that. There's a lot of people within the industry that are trying to change that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we think that because we are owned by such a broad, diverse group of people, that we have a better shot than anybody else at being able to affect that change. You know, it's hard because, like, I don't think that the answer is like a policy, like, oh, you know, we need to make sure that at least 1/10 of our films, you know, are focused on this, you know, or a certain number. I think that really what's important is that when you're deciding what stories to tell and what projects to do, that you've got all of these different voices represented at the table, you know. And so, again, I mean, that's really the way that we see it, is that because of the fact that, again, we're owned by fans, right? If you look at Walt Disney Studios, Walt Disney Studios is owned by hedge funds and corporate investors on Wall Street. And so when the CEO of Disney is looking, you know, or the people at Walt Disney Studios are trying to figure out what films they're going to greenlight, they really have one mantra, which is, which of these is going to make the most money,
mm-hmm,
right? Because that overrides everything else. They have a fiduciary responsibility to their owners of their company to make money for them, because the hedge fund doesn't care about anything other than what is the financial return that I get. And so it's such a fundamental difference when you build a company based on
fans.
When
you're owned on people that are going to judge your project based on passion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it's people that, you know, when I say that we want to do good in the world, right? So that's where that comes into play. I think that we want to be the company that makes a conscious decision that says, you know what, this may not be a slam dunk. You know, we may make more money if we go this route, but we think that the right way to go is this route, and that's ultimately what's going to make the owners of our company the happiest. We're going to have a lot more leeway than any other studio or any other company because of the fact that we're owned by fans, and we're owned by people that have bought into this mantra going into it.
That's awesome. So I just want to finish by asking what you're a fan of.
That's a great question. Wow, you're actually the first person that's asked me that. I would say I'm a big fan, just in general terms, of the creativity, of original stories. You know, I like stuff that's new. Like, I loved Deadpool. I'm not a comic book guy. I never read Deadpool before. But what I loved about it, I mean, it was funny but it was also, it was so original. It was something that hadn't been seen. It was fresh. And so, you know, to me, I think that that's probably one of the biggest things. And it's kind of funny. I mean, the other part of that that I would say is, like, I'm also a huge fan of the new Star Wars, you know, and... Yeah. You know, I thought they did an amazing job of taking a classic, beloved property and, you know, the spin on it, the story was told so well. I have four daughters, and so having a strong, you know, lead, female lead character and having an African-American lead character, I mean, I think it's just, like, it's wonderful. I think that they hit it out of the park, you know, with that. And so if I was going to say what we would aspire to, it would be something like that.
Something like The Force Awakens.
Yeah, something like The Force Awakens.
I think that's perfect.
Yeah.
Like, that's such a good... Because I agree. I think it's so great. And it's mixing... I mean, again, you're talking original stories. Perhaps not, you know, Star Wars has been around for a while.
Yeah.
Putting original twists on it and having... Finding a new way to tell a good story, you know, essentially. Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, I studied screenwriting in college. I know enough, just enough to get dangerous. But, you know, to me, it's all about the story, you know. And I think a strong story can drive anything. And so I think that that's what matters more than, you know, is it original? Is it new? Is it comic book? Is it this genre? Is it that genre? I think that if the studios were coming out with all these superhero films and they all had incredible stories, you know, and they all had, I mean, there's plenty of superhero films that are not, you know, about white male, you know, really strong guys, right? You know, I mean, there's a lot of stories that you can tell that are very diverse.
Yeah, perfect. I think that's everything that I had questions for you. So I don't know if there's anything you felt like you hadn't said or...
No, other than, you know, if anybody's interested, we're raising money right now. You can invest from all over the world, even from Denmark. You just go to our website, www.thelegionm.com, thelegionm.com. And even if you don't want to invest, you can sign up for free to kind of be part of the movement. And when you sign up for free, you get all the updates. You get a lot of the same sort of access that the shareholders have. We have an amazing community. One of the things that we did about a month ago was we launched a private Facebook group that's only for the investors and members of the Legion. And it's amazing this community that has formed because there are so many creatives in there and there are so many passionate people. And again, everybody has kind of just bought into this idea. And so we think that there's a lot that we're going to be able to do. You know, we see ourselves, to be honest, almost as a community more than a corporation. So you can join for free, you can check it out, and we'd love for everybody to be a part of it.
Sounds awesome. Great.
Thank you.